In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Brothers and sisters, today we have very good news. The gospel is the good news. And this story about the fish being caught is about the gospel, especially if you read it in context with the other time fish were caught. Now, we're not talking about fish here, we're talking about men. The Lord said at the end of this fishing expedition, which was so successful that the nets broke and that almost two boats sank, that they would be catching men. This is about us, brothers and sisters. This is a paradigm shift. This is how we are to be saved. We're saved by Jesus Christ, by being with Him. Now, the apostles were in the boat, and the Lord told them to let down their nets for a draught after He was teaching. They'd fished all night long, and literally they did in those days fish in the nighttime all night. So it was day, and they were tired, and He'd talked for a long time, and yet He said, let down your nets. So Peter said, we've toiled all the night long and taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net. And so, of course, we know what happened. So many fish were caught that the nets began to break. They had to bring over another boat. That boat could not handle the fish. Together, those two boats began to sink because of the incredible multitude of fish, which is a prophecy, of how many people would come to believe in the Lord. But the apostles weren't ready for this. This is the important point for us. Okay? Because they weren't ready. They weren't ready for so many fish. They barely knew the Lord. They'd probably known Him only for a few days, perhaps. And so the Lord, being present with them, frightened Peter. And He said, Lord, depart from me because I'm a sinful man. He felt the weight of his sin in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord didn't depart from him. The Lord stayed with him for 3 years. And Peter stayed with him. And Peter learned things. He learned good and bad. He learned about himself. He learned how the Lord saves. He learned how to love. He saw by example the right way to live, by seeing his Lord and Savior day in, day out, and deal with every situation that he was in gracefully and with love. And so Peter learned. And it took him 3 years. And even after the resurrection, there's even evidence that Peter still had things to learn if you read the Acts of the Apostles. And this is the way it is with us. We must be with Christ for a long time, and the Lord will help us. Many people define salvation in terms of an event that occurs. It's not an event, it's a process. It's not a declaration, it's a becoming. The Lord didn't come to declare us righteous. He came to have us become righteous. And this becoming righteous is the good news. Because what good does it do for someone to say you're righteous if you're not? What good does it do to have your sins forgiven if you still sin? Because sin is painful. We all know the effects of sin in our lives. Things we've done that we truly regret. And figuring that we'll probably do things that we'll regret in the future. That's not a good feeling. The Lord came so that we wouldn't have this happen. The Lord came so that we would be sinless, so that we would become righteous. And this process of becoming righteous is in the context of these two fishing times in the gospel. John was at both of them. The first time they couldn't take the fish, that it was too much for them and made Peter afraid. The second time, 8 days after the resurrection, they could handle all the fish. There were 150 and three, and yet the net was not broken. And the Lord was on the shore, and Peter saw him and was so enthused, was so full of love for his Savior, that he wanted to put his fisher's cloak about him and swim to shore as quickly as possible. He still was well aware of his sinfulness. At the end of his days, he wished to be, when he was crucified. He did not wish to be crucified right side up because that was how his Lord was. He didn't feel worthy of it. So he was crucified upside down at his request. So Peter felt his sinfulness all of his life. But being with the Lord changed him. Being with the Lord changes us, brothers and sisters. Things that you cannot do now, you will be able to do later. You can't pray with much attention now? Well, if you continue to be with the Lord, you will be able to pray with attention. You have trouble right now with thoughts of jealousy or anger or lust or acquisitiveness or boredom or laziness or whatever it is. The good news is that these things can be annihilated from your life just by being with the Lord. Not because we deserve it, but because the Lord wills it. But the important thing is, just the Lord willing it doesn't save us. We have to be with Him so that He will teach us the things we need to know. And being with Him, of course, is by prayer, by fasting, by coming to the services, by actually living our entire life as if it is our last day and as if we are with the Lord, as if He is with us in person, because He really is, isn't He? This process of salvation is a magnificent one, because the stuff that's in you that's dark is going to become light. The sickness in you is going to become healthy. This is good news. Now, during this period of time, for only a couple weeks, 3 weeks maybe, the church is reading in our daily readings Galatians. The basic theme of Galatians is that we can't be saved through works. Paul was talking about the works of the Jewish law. We can't be saved through them. We can only be saved through Christ. And we have to be with Christ to be saved with Him, by Him. We don't deserve it, but God will give it to us. And although we are unworthy, as Peter said he was unworthy, the Lord chooses to be with us if we choose to be with Him. So these two fishing expeditions, taken in total, with the 3 years in between, they represent your life, brothers and sisters, and my life too. They represent the process that we're going through. Be with the Lord. To me, this is a more powerful promise than the explicit promises that are said in Scripture. Like, I am confident of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. That's very powerful. But somehow this picture of the process of salvation is more powerful for me. And I hope it is for you too. Because salvation is not something that's proclaimed. Salvation is something that you become. You become good. And God helps you to be good. And this is good news. Now, perhaps for some it's not always good news because it does take work and labor. And some will complain that there are these things that we always have to do. Well, in life you have to do things, no matter what. If you want to be good at anything, you have to practice at doing that thing. And it is the same way with the Christian life. But we do these things not because they are rules, not because they are things that are imposed upon us, but because being with the Lord makes us full of life. And that we want to be by this life, always. Now you know and I know the way our society is. It's very easy to get distracted by all kinds of things. It's very easy to forget and then not feel that closeness with the Lord. You have to fight to have that closeness, brothers and sisters. Peter, the Lord was with him every day for 3 years. Small little excursions the Lord made, but for the most part, for 3 years... Peter saw him when he was up, when he got up in the morning, and he saw him before he slept at night. And the whole time in between. So it was a lot easier for Peter, perhaps. We have to struggle a little bit more. We have to make sure we see the Lord by focusing on Him. Whatever you do tomorrow, first day of the week, Monday work, it's not important compared to what you must do for your soul. Oh yeah, you've got to go to work and you've got to take care of this and that and run these errands and make sure this project gets finished. All that stuff has to be done. But the only thing that's important, eternally, is this process of being with the Lord and being able to hold all of these fish. Now, I spoke just a moment ago that Galatians speaks about that we can't be saved by the works of the law. That's what Peter's referring to in a metaphor when he says, Lord, I've toiled all the night long and caught nothing. The law was to teach us about sin, but it couldn't save us from sin. The Lord saves from sin. This is exactly the same meaning in the parable of the Good Samaritan. The priest and Levite passed by on the other side with the man who's half dead on the road. Why? Because the law doesn't save. The works of the law don't save. Only the Good Samaritan, Jesus Christ, saves. But after the Good Samaritan took care of the man, he took him to the inn. And then he said to the innkeeper, take care of him and I will return on the morrow. And when I return, I will repay thee. The assumption is that the man will continue to be with Christ. That he will learn. That he will, as he convalesces and gets better, he will learn of Christ. And this is the same for you and I. Whether it's the parable of the Good Samaritan or these two times of fishing taken together, the meaning is the same. Salvation is through being with Christ. If we believe in Him, we want to be with Him. And the good news is we can be completely changed. To be taken from someone who would have our boats sink because the Lord's grace, we can't hold it all in, to someone who would be so enthused that we would wish to swim to the Lord immediately, not even wait for the boat to come to land. This could happen with all of us. This is the good news. This is the gospel. May God help you to be with the Lord always. This is where your salvation is, brothers and sisters. It's not with what you proclaim with your lips. It's what you do with your life. If you love the Lord, do everything you can to be with Him. Do everything you can to fight the forgetfulness of this age. All of the distractions of this age. And all of this, I got to do this and I got to do that. And because of that, I can't go to church. And because of that, I couldn't say my morning prayers. And I forget the fast and all these things. If you work hard to be with the Lord always, then you will be saved. It's not of your own effort, though. It's not like you have to do A, B, and C, and then the Lord will save you. Instead, it's that the Lord has done something marvelous for you, and you want to do everything you can to be with Him. And your strength is not enough, but the Lord will keep you in the palm of His hand. Salvation is to be with the Lord. It can be defined with many words, with many theological treatises, but basically it is to be with the Lord, to emulate Him, and His grace helping you to change. May God help you to always be with the Lord. Amen.